There was one Talmud that asked Rabbeinu Zohar, what is the difference between a lev nishbar, means a broken heart? Broken heart is what Hashem wants. Hashem will answer the prayer of a poor man much faster than a rich man, because a poor man's heart is broken. He feels very sad. He feels very humble. And the words come out from the depth of his heart. Broken heart. The words pour out, the tears come much more freely. That, the Torah says, is what Hashem listens to more than any other kind of a prayer. At the same time, we have constant warnings by Rabbeinu Zohar about atzvos chas v'shalom. Atzvos means a depression of mind, a deep sadness, a kind of a low, depressed feeling that is despised by Hashem. That's the bite of the satan. Person who's very morbid state, very sad state. What is the difference between a broken heart, which is so good, so pure, so heavenly, compared to atzvos, a depressed state of mind? How do we tell the difference? And then they'll say the broken heart, exactly as he mentioned, a person could be anywheres, and he'll feel that urge with a broken heart to cry out to Hashem. Atzvos, the person won't get that urge at all. Atzvos, the depressed state of mind, draws him away from Hashem. Our broken heart draws him to Hashem, because he turns to Hashem with that ray of hope. The cry to Hashem, help me, I need help, and take me out of this state of helplessness, bring me closer to you so I could serve you much better. This is what's meant by a lev nishbar. Of course, again, this is just one of the many differences that are mentioned here. We'll have many more later on.